explains in this book the three most fundamental topics to be found in Buddhist spiritual teachings: the Four Noble Truths, mind training, and stages of the path, in an accessible style aimed at Westerners interested in learning about authentic traditional Buddhist practice. The book also benefits from the wonderful translation by Geshe Thupten Jinpa. Therefore, this is an excellent introduction to traditional Tibetan Buddhist thought and practice. Sidney Peabern. Chapter 1. Principles of Buddhism. The Four Noble Truths. I shall present here a brief summary of the conceptual framework underpinning the Buddha's fundamental teaching on the Four Noble Truths: the truth of suffering, the truth of its origin, the truth of its cessation, and the truth of the path leading to cessation. The Buddha taught these noble truths soon after his attainment of enlightenment, of part of what is known as the first turning of the wheel of Dharma. Without a good understanding of the Four Noble Truths, we cannot proceed meaningfully in our study and understanding of the nature of reality according to Buddhism. But first, I would like to make it clear that all major religious traditions have the same potential, the same message and goal, by which I mean the genuine wish to bring about better world conditions, a happier world with a more compassionate humanity. This is what all the major religions share. In order to live harmoniously, we must make a common effort. It is very important to have mutual respect rather than trying to propagate your own tradition. Therefore, I always emphasize that people from different traditions should keep their own faith and not be in a hurry to change their religion. There are many Asian people in Australia today who come from traditionally Buddhist countries, and in this gathering here we have monks and nuns from Vietnam, Thailand, Burma, Sri Lanka, and Japan. In addition, there are those from China, Mongolia, and Tibet. Also, there are some people among the millions of Westerners of traditionally Christian backgrounds who have an inclination or mental attitude which finds the Buddhist approach more effective. On that basis, I am giving some explanation about the Dharma here today. Three levels of understanding. In Buddhism, one speaks of three different levels of understanding which are sequential: an understanding arrived at through learning and studying, an understanding developed as a result of deep reflection and contemplation, and an understanding acquired through meditative experience. There is a definite order in the sequence of this three. So, on the basis of study and learning, which is the first level, we deepen our understanding of a given topic by constantly reflecting upon it until we arrive at a point where we gain a high degree of certainty or conviction that is firmly grounded in reason. At this point, even if others were to contradict our understanding and the premises upon which it is based, we would not be swayed, because our conviction in the truth has arisen through the power of our own critical reflection. This is the second level of understanding, which, however, is still at the level of the intellect. If we pursue this understanding further and deepen it through constant contemplation and familiarity with the truth, we reach a point where we feel the impact at the emotional level. In other words, our conviction is no longer at the level of mere intellect. This is the third level of understanding, which is experiential, and this is referred to in the Buddhist texts as an understanding derived through meditative experience. Once you have listened to my presentation, many of you may acquire the first level of understanding. If you become interested in the topic of the Four Noble Truths, you will then need to build upon this first level of understanding by